I mean, on the Chicago Stock Exchange, there's sow belly, which is bacon.
What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
Rind.
And a person who kills and sells meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right. You say it's
spoiled.
What would you say about butter that was
rancid?
And what inside parts of the hog do you eat?
The liver. For hog, man. The liver, and of course the antler used for the casing of sausage. But I don't believe you eat a hog's heart, brain. And I don't believe you eat a hog's tripe.
What's the tripe? Stomach?
The stomach, the lining of the stomach.
Is there any other way to eat the entrails?
Yeah, they make this is on, and it's got a funny name, and I don't like it. It smells very strong. The name is chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, chitlins.
You don't eat those?
I don't like them, but most Southerners do, but I don't like them.
Do you ever hear of haslet or parslet?
Never did.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. What about from the liver? Do you ever hear of a dish made by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Never did.
Do you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawn horse?
I've heard of scrapple, but I can't remember what it is.
Is that something you heard of around here?
Yeah, I've heard of scrapple around here, but I don't think my family ever had scrapple. We always made hog head cheese.
Do you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
Yeah, I've heard of blood sausage.
How's that made? Is that common?
Well, I think the only way I was exposed to it in Baldwin County, which is the neighboring county, is German. And they're famous for blood sausage. And I bought and tried, but I don't like it.
There's a lot of Germans in Baldwin?
Baldwin County is almost all German.
Is that where Mobile is, Baldwin?
No, it's between here and Mobile. The next county west is Baldwin County.
And milk that you let it sit and get thick, you call it?
Clabber.
What can you make out of that?
Well, we ate clabber just as clabber with cinnamon on it.
Did you ever hear of a kind of cheese made out of it?
We call that cream cheese.
Is that like the cream cheese that you buy commercially?
Well, it's like it. It's very similar, but it's much better.
I mean,
you put the clabber in a cloth sack and let it drip. And the way it comes out, what's left is we called cream cheese.
Is it lumpy or smooth?
No, it's solid, like cheese. You can slice it.
And something on, the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out. I'll say if you poured it through a cheesecloth or something.
Strain it.
Okay. And this is something kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made out of apples and has several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You call that a
cobbler, apple cobbler.
Did you ever hear of a family pie or a deep apple pie?
I've heard of a deep apple pie.
What's the difference?
Well, a deep apple pie was made in a very deep dish with the apple